Hello everyone, it's Jana here, or Jen to N, and it's the 24th of June, and we know by now that the UK has voted to leave the European Union. I am shocked this morning and sad. Sad that so many people were taken in by the lies of the Leave campaign. The mood in the playground this morning is also one of shock. I can't say that I was particularly surprised, because all I've seen comments everywhere online, it was all for leave, 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 and people being very passionate about it. I was just quietly hoping that maybe there are enough people out there who want to vote for Remain, but who are not engaging online. But clearly that hasn't happened. I get the impression that those who voted for Leave think they've stuck two fingers up at the establishment, at the government, at political parties, at those in power. But I fear, you know what? Those of you who voted Leave, you've just stuck two fingers up at yourselves and your children's future. You stuck two fingers up at having cheaper prices in the shops and cheap mortgage rates. We've already seen the pound tank, the FTSE's fallen, so we don't know what's gonna happen on that one. You've stuck two fingers up at consumer protection rights, at employee rights, such as holiday entitlement, rest periods, maternity leave, flexible working. All these things came in because of the EU. And we don't know whether they're going to stay. Some of those, I'm sure, can be repealed by UK government. But that's what you wanted, wasn't it? That the UK can govern its own affairs. You've also stuck two fingers up at over half of British businesses that have said they would rather be in the EU. You've also stuck two fingers up at the majority of foreign businesses who wanted the UK to stay in the EU. You stuck two fingers up at their foreign investment, which goes into the billions, and at 3 million jobs in this country that depend on the EU. A lot of them are actually provided by foreign companies in this country. You stuck two fingers up at record employment levels. For all the rhetoric of, oh, immigrants are taking our jobs, this country at the moment has got record employment levels. That's what you stuck two fingers up to. You've also stuck two fingers up to the chance to live and work and study in another EU country. For you, you can no longer go and retire in Spain. Your children can no longer just easily go and study in another country or choose to work there because they see better prospects than in this country. You've stuck two fingers up at the Northern Ireland peace process. Nobody knows what's going to happen there now. It could all be raked up again. And worst of all, you stuck two fingers up at European stability. Just to remind yourselves, and a lot of Leave voters apparently were older, retired people who would have been around in the Second World War. The European Union only came about because of two devastating world wars, and Europe said, we're going to stick together. And we have, and it provided a period of peace. And you voted out of that. Stability, European stability, world stability. That's what you've put two fingers up to. So all I can say, I just hope you don't expect a thank you for that. And then, of course, also this morning, we had the news that I've probably forgotten something. Now, this is all the ones that I can think of straight off, but I'm sure there is more of all the benefits that the EU provided that people aren't even aware of, because UK government just puts them into law or adopts the regulations and it makes life easier, but you don't even notice in your daily life. You just hate the benefits of it. And then the news this morning that David Cameron has resigned. So not only Did he bring the country to the brink of collapse? He's not sticking around to see the consequences of his actions. I have no words for such cowardice. It's absolutely incredible. I think the least he could have done was to stay around, and he says he's going to stick around until October. But if you announced your departure now, then all you're going to be is a sitting duck. Nobody's going to take you seriously. What we would have needed now is a leader who can provide a vision. Whoa, he shocked me then. Not someone who ducks out at the first sign of the problems that he himself has caused by calling this wretched referendum, where
he's
most of the
bed and he wants somebody else to clean up the shit.
There you go. Hope you heard that. That he should never have called, and then because Europe is just too complex for the average voter to understand what the benefits are of in and out, and he's then done his best to sit back and have a fairly complacent, lackluster, lukewarm campaign on the Remain side, and that's what we've seen the results of. I just wonder whether this plays very nicely into the Tories' hands, because not to forget, there's a class divide in this country. So the working classes in the north, and I have to say, when Sunderland voted for Leave with a great majority, I did wonder whether this is the way it's going to go. Sunderland, that has a Nissan plant that provides a lot of jobs. Nissan, of course, was used in the Leave campaign. They claimed that Nissan is one of the employers who wants to stay in this country if there's Brexit, and people seem to have believed it. Nissan took the step to write to its employees to say, no, that's not true. We would rather the UK stayed in the EU. But people seem to have taken that as a, oh, you want to influence my vote. Well, this was not the time for a protest vote. If you wanted to do a protest vote, you should have waited until the next general election. Most of the things you're complaining about, Leave voters, is due to the austerity measures. That did not come out properly. And I have seen David Cameron squirm when he had to choose between siding with the EU and blaming his own government for austerity measures, which he couldn't do. So people came away with the impression that it was all the EU's fault and it's EU immigrants' fault. So, yes, so we are where we are, and it's a very sad day. A lot of people around here are very sad, even though this particular region voted about 50-50 out. I'm still shocked and I'm flabbergasted how many people were taken in and did not think to maybe look a bit more behind all the claims that Leave campaign was making, and I've just taken them as gospel. So, well, we'll see what happens next. But I very much fear that this particular chapter in UK history, that's what have become one of prosperity, this may well be over. There's going to be different times now, and nobody's going to benefit from the political instability that we seem to have now. If the Tories can't even make up their mind about having a decisive leadership to step in and try and limit the damage. But the damage's been done. The damage's been, it's been going on ever since the referendum was called. So we'll see what the fallout is. Anyway, that's it from me for now.